Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Debbie Holt. She lives down in Eastbourne. So do you want to say hi to everyone, Debbie?
Hi, good morning, everyone.
So Debbie is she's one of our really good friends from way back. And Debbie, I'd just like to ask you, you know, tell me that story you were just telling me about, you know, how you started out looking for God and what the sort of things that you got into.
Yeah, when I was quite young, I must think I was about 7 or 8, I had a real yearning to know the truth. I really knew that God existed. My parents were atheists. And as I got a little bit older, I took myself off just to the local church. And when I was about 17, 18, the church that I was going to was really, really boring. And I thought, if God exists, then God's, you know, I didn't believe God to be boring. So I then went on a bit of a search. I got involved in different cults. I joined the Moonies for about a year. I used to go to clairvoyance quite often, just to see what my future were told. And I ended up actually joining the Hare Krishnas and living with them in London. And also used to do astral travelling as well.
Goodness.
So a bit of a mixed bunch, but I was always searching for something, and I couldn't find it. That was a thing. There was something empty inside of me, and I just couldn't. I never found it.
Yeah, yeah. How did you end up becoming a Christian and sort of getting set free from the things, these things?
I ended up living in Eastbourne, and I got work. I was working as a nurse, and a girl I was working with invited me to a church, which I went to. And I found it quite interesting because the Holy Spirit used to really move in the churches, and I found it really quite interesting. Anyway, it was around about Easter, and there was a program on telly. It was a film about Jesus dying on the cross, and as I was watching it, I started crying and crying and crying, and I just couldn't stop. So I took myself up to the hills, Beachy Head, which is loads of hills in Eastbourne, and I just was walking and crying, and I just cried out, and I said, if you do exist, Jesus, then please can you help me? And immediately I felt different. I felt really happy, and I knew that God had come into my life.
Wow. Wow.
And basically it was that. And then I started going along to that church.
Great, yeah. And there was kind of a delay about when you discovered God and when you started to believe in Jesus, wasn't there, if I remember?
Yes. Yes, there was. Oh, you mean when I first got saved?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because of some of the stuff that I've been involved in, like, you know, believing in reincarnation and just... with a clairvoyancy, I didn't believe that Jesus was God.
Uh-huh.
So when I read the Bible, and it seems really funny now, but I could read Matthew, Mark and Luke, but I couldn't read the Gospel of John,
uh-huh,
or 1 John and 2 John, because it said that Jesus was God.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I don't believe in that bit. It was very, very odd. And it wasn't until about 6-7 months later when I had to have some deliverance from what I'd been involved in, that suddenly one day I woke up and I knew that Jesus was God.
Right, great.
And that has, you know, that was sorted out. So God's really amazing, you know. He takes you as you are. You know that. You know, God hasn't got any hang-ups. We have, but God hasn't, type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't matter what your past is.
No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you say to the people that are listening today? What would you say about Jesus? What would you like to tell them?
I think the main thing, as I've been thinking about what you were like last night when you what you were going to ask me. I think the main thing over the years is Jesus said that he would never leave us or forsake us, and that's one thing I've known, that even though I've gone through some dark times as a Christian, God, Jesus has always been there. He never leaves. It doesn't matter what you do, if you turn your back on him, that he is always there.
Great.
And I felt that somebody at your church needed to hear that.
Yeah, fantastic, Debbie.
But that's the main thing. You know, there's lots of other things, but in my life, that's been the main thing, that, you know, God is a God of forgiveness, and it doesn't matter what we do or where we go, he's always there.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic, Debbie. I know I've heard a lot more about your story than what you're saying just now, and it really is a very dramatic story. And, you know, God gets all the credit and the glory for what he's taken you from and where he's taken you to. And so thank you so much for sharing that with us.
No problem.
I'll catch up. I'll catch up with you soon. And,
okay.
And we'll see you later on, Debbie. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.